The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Some of you might have seen this advert from the RSA, their latest ad campaign. It's called Lose Your License, Lose Your Independence. If you haven't seen it, the kind of premise of it is that somebody misbehaves, they break the rules of the road, they accrue points on their license and they eventually lose their license, and that this is a terrible thing and you become dependent on other people and, you know, you desperately need your car to maintain independence and live any sort of a life, effectively, is the tenet of the ad. Nessa Harrigan is with me, Green Party TD, as is Louise Williams, coordinator of Monthly Cycles. You're both very welcome. Nessa, I kind of was, I guess on the face of it, I just didn't think too deeply about this ad, but some people are critical of it. What's the issue?
Well, I'm pretty critical of it. The issue is not the idea that losing your license isn't disruptive, because I think we can all accept that losing your license would be disruptive, whatever your chosen form of transport is. If you've built your life around it and your work access and all of that kind of things, and then you lose it, that of course is going to be problematic. But I think, you know, you can make those points without showing a fella leaping up on the back of his mother and being kind of carted around by his friends, and he can't get a girlfriend and they don't want to deal with him because he's such a burden to them. And the basic premise, which is in the tagline that you said just there, which is that if you lose your license, you lose your independence. And the reality is that there are so many people in Ireland who can't or don't have a license and they don't drive. And they're not a burden. They're not a burden to us. They're our friends and our family and, you know, people with epilepsy, people with neurological issues, with sight loss, with mobility issues. They're not a burden. And it's a cultural thing that we would paint it that way. And I think that a state-funded body to run a campaign like that is just unacceptable.
Louise Williams, do you agree?
Yeah, no, I do. I was really struck by it. I was really disappointed. I do think the RSA has good intentions, but to get it so badly wrong, to be so tone deaf to portraying people as burdens, how insensitive that is to people who don't drive. I'm not a driver. I've never had a driving license and I
You're
don't intend to.
You're one of these burdens mind.
I just think it's kind of, it's sort of topsy-turvy world, isn't it? Like, I'm not trying to virtue signal how wonderful I am, but I went on a trip to Rosslare, to West Cork. I took buses. I had electric foldable bike. I get around. I'm not a burden on society. And that's not even to mention people who can't drive. For example, I saw the Epilepsy Association is really concerned about this act. But I suppose it's a culture. I think what Nessa said is really interesting about this cultural aspect of it. And to me, what the RSA is saying is really mirroring those car ads. Cars are meant to promise you independence, freedom. They do exactly the opposite. Let's stop buying into this myth. The RSA should not be proposing this myth to us as a general public, and we shouldn't be funding this to propose that you're losing out, you're less of a person, you're lower in the social hierarchy in Ireland if you don't have a driving license. No, that's not the case. I mean, I take Nessa's point. Sometimes some people are going to need licenses, absolutely, and there are real consequences if you have accidents and if you drink and drive, and there should be. But yeah, it's really disappointing from the RSA, but quite consistent with how they've been so far. They tend to the very strong messaging on if you're a pedestrian, you should wrap up in a fluorescent vest. If you're a cyclist, you have to wear a helmet. Come on, you know, we need to really change the paradigm of how we talk about road safety.
RSA's job, though. The RSA might say, listen, we have a very clear mission statement, and it is just to reduce the kind of carnage on our roads. And go on, Nessa.
If that is their role, they are failing. And in fact, the RSA, in their own website, when they come to committee, would say that one of their fundamental roles is road safety.
Yeah.
And that is not car safety. That means the rest of us matter too, and that, you know, that we're looking at the totality of the experience on the road. I would say that the funding structure and the makeup of the RSA is so fundamentally flawed that we should now think about disbanding it, because the funding model is that the more people drive, the more money the RSA gets.
Okay, I want to actually come back to that, but just again on the ad, because I just to kind of play devil's advocate, someone in the RSA might say, hold on, like, you know, when it comes to cars and accidents and the drivers of those cars, young men, the kind of target of this ad, they are much more likely to be in an accident, and an accident with tragic consequences. And you know, we can call it a myth or a kind of a misperception all you want, but perception is reality to a degree. And if most young men in this country do perceive the car as being a symbol of freedom,
then
maybe an effective ad to suggest to them that, you know what, you're going to lose this bit of freedom.
But do they? Like, I would really question as to whether they do.
I think young men do.
No, I would say in a lot of areas they do. But the fact is, the new population, which is not choosing to learn to drive, to have cars, is the younger population. So
yeah,
a lot of people
living
in urban
majority
areas
of them are learning to drive still, aren't they?
I know you want to be devil's advocate in this, but it's also okay to say we need a deep paradigm shift
the
way we frame.
That's saying we need a deep paradigm shift is different from saying see cars as
Some young people don't see cars as the solution. They are well aware of the climate crisis. They're well aware of the living planet being degraded substantially, enormously by this. And they're really taking
that
seriously.
But is there evidence for that young people are choosing not to drive because of that?
Is there evidence that this ad is going to have an impact? And I think there is a real risk around young men who don't seem to, you know, who may see a vehicle as a freedom, you know, a sort of a ticket to freedom, to status, to other things. And they do take a lot of risks on the road and they're very vulnerable on the road. I don't dispute that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think I really suspect that the RSA didn't have a comprehensive, because they never have in any of their campaigns, a comprehensive look at safety on the roads and decide where they're going to invest in order to reduce road deaths, which is what we should all be talking about.
Nasa, you were going to jump in there.
I do think it is possible to make all of those points without going for a cohort and a group who tend not to be fully respected in Irish society. Like, painting people as a burden, that, like, they're literally, I would love to know who was sitting in that meeting, in that marketing campaign, and thought, we're going to get this guy to jump on people's backs. And you literally have to carry them around. Mm. Like, for any person with a disability or a carer out there listening, and I know they're out there listening, that is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I'd love to know who thought that was a good idea and greenlit that, and how much did that cost?
I think it's a really good point, Nasa, that you make, that it's actually quite insulting to young men as well, that they're this incredibly limited way of portraying them. I think, like, the RSA needs, and they also need to be more transparent about how they make decisions. Like, we're talking about this. We don't actually know what the research was. We don't actually know what the data is. We don't know what the data they're using in terms of some of their interventions on the road either. There's a lack of transparency around, you know, where accidents are taking place on Irish roads and what we should be doing to create interventions in order to save lives. That's the conversation we should be having, not this kind of mishmash of behaviour change. We think we're getting it right. We think that we're going to address young men and there's going to be a behaviour change as a result of this. I really think it's very
mishmash. Is one way of describing it. It's very hard though to kind of tangibly link an ad with a change in behaviour.
Well, it's
easy
if you're a car company, and cars do exactly this. They promise freedom. They promise, you know, this wonderful urban scape that is open and ready for you to drive through it. So this whole mentality that cars free us, we need to really dismantle that. They don't. They don't free us at all. There's nothing like getting on the bike, having the wind in your hair, getting to meet people, getting to cycle around Ireland. It's the best thing in the world. That's freedom. It's not, the freedom isn't to getting in a car.
But that's your freedom in your opinion. And if
and in my experience, Ciarán.
Experience, but in the experience of others, it will be the car. And if those others are the people who are breaking the speed limit and drinking and driving, then a campaign that suggests you're going to lose your freedom might have value.
It might, but if you're also going to put down people who happen to have disabilities,
about the jumping on the back and all of this sort
appalling.
Of stuff. Yeah.
It's so insensitive to people who don't drive.
It's punching down. It's really punching down. And I would put it to you like this. If this was a private company and not a state-funded advocacy group, I would have already submitted a complaint to the Advertising Standards Authority because I would consider this exclusionary and discriminatory. But because they are an advocacy group, you can't do that. So all that's left to us, I suppose, is to write to the minister. There is no point in engaging with the RSA as far as I can see, because this has already been laid out to them a number of times that there is an issue with how they engage with people on accessibility and pedestrianisation and all of those issues. They don't take it seriously.
So, Nasa, to come back to the point you make about disbanding it, what would you replace it with?
Well, there was an open public consultation at the beginning of the summer, and I know many people probably submitted to it, but certainly I think in every section of my submission I said that I just don't think that reform is enough now. I think the culture of the RSA is such and the funding is such that we need to start from scratch. And I do think that we need possibly two bodies instead of one. Like that idea that the NCT and licensing and testing and commercial testing is linked to a body that then is also responsible for safety on our roads. I think that that link needs to be broken. And I think that's a very important one.
So one institution to deal with NCTs and everything like that, all of that kind of, well, I don't want to kind of be dismissive and call it admin, but kind of all of that day-to-day work, and then the bigger, broader campaign work done by a completely different group.
I don't think you can fund, and we see this in other parts of society as well, but I don't think you can fund a group that's advocating for things like safety or, you know, healthier choices or things that are in the public interest off the back of behaviours that are problematic in that equation. So the RSA has an inducement to encourage driving. And that fundamentally is a conflict of interest that I don't think is easy to unpick. And I think that the organisation itself is flawed as a result of it. And I would prefer if we started again.
It's a bit like AA Road Watch. You know, AA Road Watch has an incentive for more people to get into their cars, to buy cars and to drive. They're not neutral. They're not impartial when they talk about road safety. They can't be. And RSA, obviously a different type of body, but also has that problem. I'd also really like for us, you know, I volunteer with a group. We're monthly cycles. We're a bunch of women who get out and cycle. I'm always approached by women. How do you cycle? Where did you get your bike? What routes do you like? There's so many women who want to cycle. So just that gender lens, if we could introduce that to something like a new version of a road safety authority where we actually thought in a more nuanced way about how are women travelling, what sort of journeys are they taking, how are carers, how are all sorts of different people making journeys. And, you know, this very sort of simplistic, I would put money on that RSA ad being decided on, well, I wouldn't literally put money on being decided by a bunch of men sitting around a table.
Are you both advocating, though, for a version of the RSA that is essentially anti-car, or campaigns to make the road safer by having fewer cars on them?
I know you have to ask these questions, but you don't need to. Like, everybody can be safer without, you know, as Nessa punching down.
That's actually a genuine question.
You can design roads so the pedestrians are safe, so the kids are safe, so the people cycling to school are safe. You know, we can do it. Everybody can be safer.
A bit of balance is all we're asking for.
Yeah, but at the same time, like you were critical of the RSA, were you not, Louise, a few months ago when they talked about pedestrians being safer? Or was that the criticism because it was in the context of cars?
Their campaigns around pedestrianisation tends to focus on sort of, you know, luminous vests and that pedestrians, as if, you know, pedestrians need to take responsibility for their own safety on the roads rather than drivers and road designers, for that matter, needing to take responsibility for keeping everybody safe on the roads.
Yeah.
I think that's the point I was trying to make.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, thanks for jumping into us. Louise Williams is the coordinator of Monthly Cycles, as she says. And if you are in that group that she mentions, if you've got questions about routes or where to get the gear or where to meet up, or you just want people.
No gear is fine.
No gear is fine. You can turn up in the nip. Louise Williams is the coordinator of Monthly Cycles. Give them a Google. You'll find all the information. Nessa Harrigan, Green Party TD. Nessa and Louise, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.